Thank you very much for the opportunity. Today we're going to present one of the program that we have in our organization about the textile culture tradition and the preservation, promotion, development. I would like to point out when talking about East Timor, we have to go back because we are in a very, very early of the, when we talk about promotion, culture, curators, and critics, we are in a very, very early condition at the moment. So what we are doing as a, in our culture work at the moment in Timorate, we are trying to build up the work at the moment because we have no infrastructure structure in place that can support the work that we are doing at the moment. So I'd like to point out here, why ties? Ties is a cloth. Eh? Probably some of you already know ties is a cloth. They have an important function in our culture. Here you can see some various photos that we have here that shows the use of ties, then when you're still alive and when you pass away, still you have to use it. And some other traditions that is have where ties have relevant issues in our life. But the facts that shows in the current situation is that during the struggle, most of the collection of the ties were stolen or sold or destroyed during this period. So the ties collection is now have to be built up again. There's no proper collection in Timor at the moment. And currently, there is only three main collectors, which is one in the national, in the Director National or Secretary of State of National, but they only have about 10. And the main collection is in Timorate, it's 150 ties. And the other one is in Alola Foundation, it's about 50 ties. And the other thing that we're doing and the other facts is here is ties as a significant, as we saw before in the photos, that ties is a significant, play a significant role in the Timor ties. And also one fact is the most of the women in the rural area, they have the skill of weaving where they use these to support the, as a way to get an additional income for their life. So what we're doing with our work is mostly we're starting to to promote inclusive and empower society where the culture, tradition, and preserve document. We put document here, promote and protect. And also to facilitate the linkage and networking to civil society and to promote the support of production, traditional textile, to stimulate the sustainable, viable way to promote livelihood through operational cultural marketing. So this is what we have as an objective. So what we have done so far until today to get all the objectives that we have set up. First, what we have been done during the past is we try to do a collection because in Timor we have no collections of ties. So what we have done is to build up a collection. And how we build up the collection was about we do it through research. Research that we did in partnership with the government and in with the partnership with these other partners like Bebali in Ubud, and also through contacting the old anthropologists or other people that in the past went to Timor-Leste to do some PhD study or to do some studies in Timor-Leste, where we can get the resource from them and then take this resource to go back to the community and to find and compare what exists before and what is no longer exists. This is what we are doing at the moment to build us, our collection in Timor-Leste. So this is an example that we did. in one of the exhibition, one of the research we did, we contacted Miss Brigitte Clamageran, an anthropologist that was in from France. She went there in 1967 to 1970s. And she has she wrote a book about the Kema community tradition. So it is implied the collection, the ties, the music, and some traditional dancing. With the results that we got from her, we took back to the community. And the approach of the community was very, let's say, touching. Yeah? Because we were, when they look at the photo of the, maybe the fathers in the past when they were young, some people found their own photos when they were kids, and some people found their own photos of the some people that already passed away. So it was very touching when we approached the people with these photos, and we did the collection. And we were able, with these photos, we were able to identify several ties that no longer exist. But then with the photo, with the support of the photo, we commissioned the weavers to make a new one similar to what they, and we were able to collect the history of the ties that but no longer exist. And in the research also we're doing some studies about the background of the process, as you can see as a part of the documentation for the collection. So we here you can see a photo of a mud dyeing process where people do a lot of this as a way of the two traditional ties in Timor, the dyeing and the weaving patterns. So this is when they do the process of the weaving patterns through the mud dyeing. Some other finding that we found in there is the issue that now is the number of young women that willing to do continue with this tradition is decreasing now. They tend to go more for modern things or more, and then kind of like, well, I don't want to go down to the mat to get my hand dirty. So they don't want that. And some of them, because doing the weaving, you have to follow with the use the traditional tools which you use a lot your back to stretch. So it's not easy. So some of the, we found out that not a lot of them is willing to continue with this tradition. And also the other finding is in several districts the woman is no longer using the handspun cotton. And some of the weavers prefer to do the modern one, not the traditional ones. And marketing is still a problem in the about the ties marketing in the in Timor. And the results of the exhibition, the results of the result, the research that we did. So most of the time we use the result to build up the collection, but also as a way to promote. So in the promotion we do exhibitions that we can show the result of what we did, the gathering of the research to public, and especially for the students, for them to be able to learn about our own tradition, as well for experts, if they, for those that want to know about ties. So this is several activities we did so far until today. And later, my colleague will explain a little bit more about the exhibitions. So here, one of the example of the ties. And this is some of the way exhibitions that we did in Timor-Leste and in Jakarta. Talking about the exhibitions here, I would like to point out that when we do the exhibition as an NGO, we are not a museum institution that we have personnel in place. So we don't have like a curator or other like conservatory or things that are related like a museum. So in Timor, we don't have yet that. And most of the time when we do an exhibition, we gather the support of the curators from here, Australia. We so far, until today, we have been supported by Miss Joanna Bergman, and she always support us in building the capacity of the staff to be able to set up the exhibitions. Like you have here, you can have the two exhibitions that we have here, one in Dili, one in Jakarta that we did. It was with the support of her and also with the other people that they help us in learning how to do a proper curation for an exhibition and also how to do the design and everything related to the exhibitions. Yeah. And other side of the work that we're doing is we want to document all the work that we're doing. Because our Thai tradition was and is still one of the oral tradition that people have been talking only, and no proper documentation has been done for this. And we then use the information that we get, the outcomes and the results that we have. We put it in catalog that we public for the people, for public to be used. So this is our two examples of the catalog that we print, and then some of them we distribute for the students to be used at school. And we hope that later we can document more of our traditions, so later, if in case no longer young generation wanted to continue, we have some publication in place that can be used as a source of information for later. But we hope this is not happening. We hope that this is going to, there must be some young woman that still want to continue. Yeah, and other activities, as I say, we continue to enhance our institutional working in the area with the local authority. Yeah, we still keep in line to work with our government. And also we keep established partnership with other institutions that can help us in the safeguard and promote and our traditions so we can have a better result in the future. Yeah, here, one of these, we just have, from the work we did, we get the government have trusted us to do research in all the district. So we started so far 3 districts, which is, we have to identify the ties of all the other 13 districts remaining. As I mentioned before, this is one of the main that we are working at the moment, to continue establish the and extend the improve the quality of the work that we are doing at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just want to continue what Mana Rosalia has already said. Like you see here, textile, cultural tradition, and their preservation, promotion, and development. And the issues that we had in Timor now, Timor-Leste has no museum to mount the exhibition, lack of the proper material to support the collections. For example, when we want to wrap the collection, we have to order tissue paper and also cylinder acid-free and so on from Australia, because we don't have that proper material in our country. And Timor-Leste has no institution that can provide training in this area, for example, curation training, something like that. And Timor-Leste collection, there are 3 main collections in our country, such as Timor 8 collection. Timor 8 collection was set up by Miss Seo Federer. She's one of the founder of Timor 8. The collection is buying from weavers, commissioning for the exhibition and donation from private collectors. And Timor 8 collection is active now and developed. Timor 8 is also using the collection for publication, exhibition, and education program that Mana Rosalia already explained, so beginning. Alola Foundation collection. The collection has around 50 textiles. The collection was set up by Ms. Sarah Niner. She's the one who write a book of our Prime Minister, Xanana Guzmán, and collection was secured by buying from weavers and donations. Alola collection is not active now, but still develop. They still buy some collection from the weavers because now they are intend to do the livelihood programs rather than culture activities. And national collection is under supervision of Secretary of State, Art and Culture. Timorate collection, the national collection is around 1,500 artifacts such as textile, historic basketry, ceramic, wooden object, metal object, and other fine arts item. Many collection of national collection has been lost, stolen, sold, and destroyed during the time of the conflict. However, has been retrieved, listed, and conserved by the three staff of Museum and Art Gallery Northern Territory in 2000 and helped by National Museum staff too. And the collection is active and developed. And the private collector are also considered in the exhibition because sometimes if we don't have a, sometimes when we see there is a private collectors that they have good textile, we also ask them to involve in our exhibition or borrow from them, but we have a proper agreement that we have to do the condition report and also loan form to borrow their textile to include in our exhibition. And this is the one of the example of exhibition that we have done in 2003. That Mana Rosalie already mentioned before, the art of futus, weaving technique from Timor Leste, and in Indonesian word, seni futus, tenung ikat dari Timor Leste. The aims, and then has an on the job training for the staff of organization involves to learn about the process and work involves in mounting an exhibition abroad. Has a way to introduce our work to textile communities and collectors in Jakarta, as a way to promote the textile to wider communities and strengthen the relations of two countries. And the exhibition was held in 2013, and it was presenting clothes from Timor-Leste and also from West Timor. And some from Timor-Leste that the museum have, and the collection of Timor-Leste from five districts such as Baucau, Kovalima, Bobonaru, Lautem, and Oikusi district. The collection was exhibited in Jakarta Museum Textile for 2 weeks from 19th of September until 1st of October in 2013. It was done in partnership with Alola Foundation and Secretary of State and Art and Culture and also Museum Textile Jakarta or Jakarta Textile Museum. This is the pictures that we can show you, the result of our work when we did the exhibition in Jakarta. The first from the left, the whole display, but not all of them, just in the middle of the building. And also the opening by the ambassador of Timor, representative of Ambassador Timor-Leste for Indonesia, and also the ambassador, representative of Ministry of Tourism and director of Museum Textile Jakarta, and also the director of the tourism in Jakarta. And also we have a close shots that you can see how we display. And also we see the students is really interested with the textile or with the exhibition that we saw them because some school, they come to visit our exhibition. And in this exhibition was launched a catalog with the same title in Indonesia and also in English. The reception of students' visit to learn about the textile, as I mentioned before, have floor talk with the textile collectors and also museum practitioners. And to conclude my presentation, the students show big interest in learning the technique of making textile. Timorate will continue to build the staff capacity through on-the-job training, able to meet with several collectors in Jakarta and identify some value of the cloth, because when we saw the exhibition, there is a private collectors that she has a beautiful ties from one of our district called Kovalima, so she invited us to come to her place and then we can identify her textile. So this is good opportunity. And strengthen the relationship with the partners as the way to improve the quality of the program's outcome. And the last one is our recommendation for the Melbourne Uni University, especially art department, to involve Timorate staff team if there is any conservation training or curation. Thank you.